Welcome to this month's special guest interview.
This month, I'm very pleased to have Marguerite Ogle as my special expert guest. Marguerite is a wellness coach, Pilates and movement instructor, nutrition educator, and writer. She is also the guide to Pilates at about.com, the largest Pilates information website online. Marguerite has published hundreds of articles about fitness and Pilates, including interviews with many luminaries of the health and fitness industry. Marguerite holds a master's degree in holistic nutrition and a bachelor's degree in dance and movement arts from Naropa University, where she also did graduate work in Buddhist psychology. Marguerite offers natural wellness coaching online, on Skype, and in person. Good morning, Marguerite. Welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update.
Well, good morning, Corey. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's wonderful to have you online. And just for some preamble for those who are listening, we had a wonderful connection, you and your best friend and mate, Chuck, on our RV tour. Trace and I met with you. We did some great hiking. And you're also a graduate of Clayton College, where we also have sort of a connection there. So we made a connection that has lasted and stood the test of time and still feels as real today as it was then.
Yes, it does. It sure does.
Let's get into you a little bit here. Everybody always wants to know something special about our guests. So tell us about where you're from and where you were raised, a little bit about your history, and then how you came to work in the natural health industry as a wellness coach and Pilates guide.
Sure. Okay. Well, I grew up on the East Coast of the U.S. in Maryland, and most of my adult life, though, I've spent out west in Colorado and California and New Mexico, and right now I'm talking to you from my home office in Longmont, Colorado, and that's near Boulder, the health and fitness capital of the world. So, let's see. I got started in my natural health interest very young. I was actually in high school, and like many young women, I fell prey to unhealthy diet habits and having my self-worth totally tied up in a distorted body image. And, you know, one day when I had really eaten very little, I'm sure, and very poorly, and I was trying to over-exercise to lose an ounce or something, and, you know, the world stopped for a moment. And I had this big opening of clarity, and it really changed my life. It changed the whole direction of my life, because just in that gap, I knew without a doubt that there had to be something better than what I was doing. I just knew that life itself must have an intelligence in it that would support me in having a natural, healthy body and mind, that I had to have somehow have come on this earth and been born right and have some way of living that felt good and natural, and that my body and mind and self-expression would be a natural result of that and not this amazingly contrived set of effort that I was caught up in. So I started to read everything I could about natural health. And so I became a dancer and a fitness instructor, and I went on to study Pilates and yoga and get a variety of certifications. And, you know, as you said, I went on and studied Buddhism. Eventually, I started to work for an herbal products company, and I did a lot of educational writing for that company. And during that time, I was learning a tremendous amount and spreading a lot of really good information, but I also felt that I didn't completely understand the science behind the information that I had, even though it was making sense to me. So eventually I was inspired to go back to school and get my master's degree in holistic nutrition. So wellness coaching has really been a very organic expression of all my skills and interests. And really, as has been being the guide to Pilates for about.com. That's the shortest life history I've ever given, but there you go.
Yeah, that's wonderful. A nice, very nice summation. It's interesting when we try and encapsulate our life and present it to somebody in a thimble, as you've done.
Right.
And that's wonderful. Okay, what I'm getting from that is you were living sort of a mainstream life like most of us had, and then sort of almost by necessity, and then you had some kind of initiative, some kind of incentive inside to make the change, and then that sort of brought you into the light, and then one thing led to another, and that's kind of where you are now, still living in the light and sharing the light with others.
Yes, you know, I've really been weaving all along natural health, natural nutrition, exercise and fitness kinds of things, dance and movement arts, and meditation and spiritual life. And I've just been weaving those things together and really emphasizing maybe different aspects of that through my professional life at different times, but always keeping that fabric intact.
So tell us about your practice now. If somebody comes to you and you're going to offer your service, in your bio talked about online, Skype, that kind of thing. And mm-hmm. How does it work? How do you go about the administration of your business activity?
Well, I'm a wellness coach and a consultant. So as a consultant, sometimes people check in with me really about specific issues. Sometimes it's the one-shot deal, or we want to, you know, explore some major piece of information, and occasionally I'll get it together to do a lot of research for someone. But the wellness coaching is a little broader than that, and I work with a lot of different people. I feel like I specialize in practical solutions to integrating wellness practices into people's lives. I'm all about sustainable, long-term lifestyle changes. So if somebody wants to drop a ton of weight in a really short time or try out a fad program, I'm not the coach for that. There's a time when all that stuff starts to wear out for people. And when that happens, and to be ready to really work with their lives, then I'm the coach to come to. And we start getting down to business, and we look at overall lifestyle, and that includes diet and exercise, stress reduction, and also inner alignment practices. I include, that is stress reduction, but also really getting clear from the inside out. You know, how do you want to live your life? What's important to you? Is the inside of you lined up with the outward expression of you? And so we really try to get those things organized and look for practical ways to help people organize their lives, so that they're more helpful and so that they feel good. But it's all about the individual person. Yeah, I offer coaching in person, phone and Skype, usually phone or Skype. And sometimes I lead wellness groups, I lead cleansing groups, or I do other educational activities. And I also have a small studio at my house where I give private sessions in Pilates and yoga and inspired, I actually call it Pilates and yoga inspired fitness. So that's a short rundown of the different things that I offer. And in movement, I work with a lot of Pilates and yoga people. Sometimes I work with people who are having, you know, trouble in really feeling embodied in their bodies, like fully inhabiting their bodies. And so we work with breath and alignment and range of motion and presence and gravity, and, you know, to help people feel like they actually are in their bodies. So that's kind of a broad spectrum, but it keeps things interesting.
No kidding. There's a lot there. Now, yeah. A lot of the students listening, they're just beginning to move into this field. They're studying the CSNA program, or they're personal trainers, and they want to know how to build a business. They want to know how to become more self-reliant, independent, and people like you can show them the way. Now, let's say that you've got someone on the line or on Skype, and they're asking you for advice. The young student listening to you now, and they're listening to how you go about doing what you do. So how do you deal with people? Do you ask them a series of questions? Do you have a survey or a list that you fill out? How do you go about doing what you do to help them achieve their goals?
You know, I do. I start out with some questions. Sometimes I send those questions in advance, and sometimes I don't. I have a free introductory session. So I've already spoken with the person, and I found out, we've both found out, are we a good match? Do we feel a yes on the go-ahead? And most of the time we do, but sometimes you don't, and that's okay. You know, you move on, or I direct them to someone who I think would be a better match for them. But, you know, most of the time it feels really good, and we move forward. And I usually have a sense, sometimes people say, oh, if you want to send me something, and they kind of want the forms and the official stuff. So I take advantage of that and definitely do send introductory questions. And those are really usually very simple. You know, what are their goals? Why do they want to get wellness coaching? What's going on in their lives now? I ask them a little bit about their diet. If they're open to it, I love, love, love to get like a 3-day food journal. That's, for some people, that's a really big request, but if you can get it, it's super helpful. Then when we start working, you know, there's usually an introductory kind of get to know you type of thing. And then what I like to do, if I possibly can, is really, really start with a person's diet as it is and start to explore it more. And I look for openings and start to reaffirm the good things they're doing. Almost everybody's doing something right. And so we have to find a place to build on where they feel comfortable. And I'll start to ask about favorite foods or things that they might have dropped out of their diet that they can put back in. And usually I'm asking in alignment with concerns that they might have expressed to me. So, you know, if they were particularly concerned about losing weight, I might not be recommending super fat, high calorie foods or something. But so I'm trying to tune it to the concerns of the person, but I'm also building on who they are and what they like and what they feel comfortable with. So I always start with that. I don't come in with a great plan and agenda of my own that I'm going to kind of try to slap on somebody. We kind of build from the ground up. And so, you know, what I would say to people who are new is there's a place where you kind of have to trust what's going on. And you have a lot of education, you know what you're talking about, yet there's a place where you kind of need to let go and get in a dance with the person that you're talking to. That's been my most helpful tactic so far.
You know, prior to our interview, we were talking about the stuff going on inside people's heads. You know, I ask people where they live, and I don't mean their address. What's going on inside their head, their mind, their soul, their personality? What are some of the issues that you come across that are quite common or maybe more common than others that are preventing people, adults that are intelligent, maybe they're working, they're parents, they got kids, you know, they're functional, but something is getting in the way for them. Maybe it relates to food, overeating, or eating late at night, or maybe the diet is very poor, or maybe they don't exercise, and they know they should do it. They know it's wrong, but they can't seem to control themselves, or at least that's what they state. What are some of the issues that you can help them through that helps them sort of see the light and then to move forward? Because as you know, Marguerite, we can't do it for them. They've got to do it for themselves. Isn't that right?
That's right. Well, two things come to mind. And the first one is, you know, the first answer that pops in my mind is fear. And I see that a lot. I get clients who are basically afraid to start. They are coming from the standard American way of living. They've heard about maybe natural health and alternative this, and it's been pictured to them as something strange and unusual. Maybe it will hurt them. It's kind of an unknown world, and they think it's much more foreign than it really is. And so they feel like, oh, I don't even know where to start with this. And they have this idea, I'm completely wrong. I'm doing everything wrong. I should do a completely different life. And yes, you may build into something that doesn't look a whole lot like what you're doing now, but, you know, there is a place of just settling some of those initial jitters and comforting a person. And that harkens back to a lot of what I said before about affirming who they are and that they can start from where they are. But then there's this other piece, you know, you're talking about, which was this huge, huge separation from ourselves going on in our culture, where we are so objectified and we reflect all this sort of shame back on ourselves, and that creates sort of a nervous loop in the mind, and it keeps the mind spinning. Oh, I shouldn't be doing this, blah, 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 and I'm bad, I'm no good, I'm too fat, I'm overwhelmed, I don't know what else to do. And it gets to be a snowball of the mind, and there's no connection all the way to the heart. There's no real presence, and there's no real space. So when I find that kind of thing happening with people, and it does a lot, that's when more alignment practices can help, where you begin to teach people to slow down, to take a breath, to get present, to make friends with their body. There needs to be a little bit of softening within and say, yeah, you know, I can stand here, I can take a breath, I can just listen and say, what's really real for me next? And then there's the break in discursive spin that our culture promotes so much about, you know, what we should be doing or what we should look like or how far we have to go. Oh, I have to drop 40 pounds. Oh, I have to do this. Well, you may eventually do that, but it's going to start with one, and you can start that this week. So, and that has to do with finding inner strength, inner presence, dropping into the center. And those practices are actually can be very simple. Many times I'll just lead people through a guided visualization or some deep breathing and just give them something that they can do in a snap when they need it. You know, when it comes up in front of the refrigerator or when you're driving home and, you know, really hungry and some like spin starts happening about McDonald's. You know, it's just coming back to the wholeness of life and the wholeness of your being. And then a lot of times that extra extraneous dialogue, it actually starts to die down on its own.
Yeah, wow, that's good. That's very insightful. And I think I'll sign up. I think I'd like to be a student of yours.
I would love that, Corey. You're
yeah,
very
we have
welcome.
We to learn from each other, don't we? One of my favorite terms is stay well and live free. So what does wellness mean to you? You refer to yourself as a wellness coach, and so the uninformed looks at that and says, well, what does that mean?
Yes. I took that name kind of a long time ago, back when I felt like we all had an intuitive sense of what it meant. And since then, you know, as you've said, it just become a marketing term, and people are just throwing it around willy-nilly. So I've had to really dig deep over the years to reaffirm and find out what it means to me personally. And, well, what I think really is that wellness is an inherent state of being. If you're alive, you have the basics of wellness in you already. That's really what I think. You know, it's because we have a basic coherence or intelligence in our very existence that we can build greater levels of wellness. You know, it's not like something that we can just sort of grab from the outside. It's because there's really the blueprint of wellness is already in us, and it's really available to everyone. And it's actually not contingent on whether you're sick or not. It's not contingent on anything. It's already there. So it may be that we need to reveal it, that we have practices and habits that will grow us and bring us into greater harmony with ourselves and our world. But basic wellness is who we are and what we're born with.
I love that concept about wellness being our basic blueprint. That is beautiful. So it's almost like our DNA. It suffered damage. We can do a lot of bad things and ruin ourselves, but if we start off in this pristine, beautiful state as infants, and if we manage ourselves well, and I guess this is where education comes in, isn't it? The little infant,
yes,
the little child that grows up into the adult, I guess a lot of the fault that we find in ourselves is in part connected to the environment, because we've been misled or misinformed, or the knowledge of the truth of wellness has been suppressed or taken away from us. And so as an educator, I guess, as part of the wellness construct, your obligation, I guess your job or your desire is to dispense knowledge to your client appropriately in a format that they can digest and consume.
Well, yeah, that's absolutely right. And that's part of why I chose to move a little bit away from being a consultant toward the coaching model, because I feel like it really helps me work more directly with people rather than being an information grape, because there's a tremendous amount of great information out there about nutrition and health and everything like that. But really, it has to start with people connecting with everybody has an inner healthy place. And so build from there. And yeah, then you start, because you have the education and the information, you know, you can start weaving it in little by little and helping people make it their own. There's that blueprint kind of that we're born with.
The point, I guess, we're sort of sliding along there, you know, it's like a river, it's a stream. And the impact of education as we dispense it to people and their ability to digest and consume it, that's something that's special in you, though, too. You have to be able to read people.
That's right.
I liked what you were talking about not having some kind of form, and then you sort of force that on people. Like what I've learned in the gym is that I'm the Borg, not the equipment. I'm the guy that's coming in, and I'm going to force the environment to adapt to me, not the other way around, at least not to the degree where, because I'm forcing myself to adapt to a certain exercise or a certain way of life or a certain tradition or belief system, it compromises my soul and my spirit. It ruins me, and yet I remain loyal to a fault because I've convinced myself, for whatever reason, that I have to do that. And that's, I guess that's part of what you do, too. You kind of snap people out of where they're at.
I don't know. You know, I don't. Some people do, probably, but I don't know that I do. I think what I do is open windows.
Open windows, right.
So we open windows. We start with where they are. Always start with where they are. And then we start to look for, you know, what about over here? Let's press this edge a little bit. Let's open up over here. Would you be willing to take a look at this? Would you be willing? Do you feel a resonance with this? Would you try this on for a week? Would you try this on? Would you make a commitment? Would you be willing to try this for a little while? Since we've talked about it and we've looked at how we can fit this into your lifestyle, and I'm talking about something like eating more vegetables, you know, or dropping something out of the diet in favor of something else that we've identified that they like, that they're willing to go for. Maybe they remember it from childhood or something. So I see that as growing organically rather than, for example, coming in with, well, this is my policy and this is my plan and I'm going to show you how to fit into it.
Right.
I do have an agenda. Of course I have an agenda, but we have an agreed on agenda, which is that this person truly has already felt and committed that they want to move their life in a natural health and well-being direction. So, you know, that's our agenda.
Right. And would you agree that there are certain principles that are greater than us? In other words, let's say, like I was just watching a documentary on the Mars probe Curiosity, the science lab, and the science and the physics and the biology that it took to do that. And the scientists all had to conform to laws of physics and not the other way around. You have to shoot it off at a certain time, at a certain velocity. You have to know about orbits and speed and all that. What about the health principles? Aren't there certain principles that humans have to acknowledge as opposed to just doing anything you want, whenever you want to?
Oh, yes.
They ignore it. That's how I find most people live.
Yes.
Live with a, like a kind of arrogance. They just feel they can do anything they want because they're not children anymore and there's mommy and daddy aren't telling them what to do. They don't sort of surrender to the greater laws that keep us well. And I'm talking about the laws of biology and physics and maybe the scientific laws.
Right. And some of that is growing up absolutely uninformed.
Yes.
And some of that is what I run into all the time is people think, I'm going to have to give up something the way I like living, my kind of free will and whatever, for something that looks unpleasant. I will have things taken away from me. And, you know, part of my message has always been, well, yeah, you might be giving up a few things, but we're adding life and vitality. We're adding the natural principles of wellness, such as, you know, really simple things, eating and sleeping and de-stressing and eating good quality food and all of the different food groups in appropriate ratios and things like that. But this is a huge celebration of life. This is fun. It feels good. It's a really different attack, but I think a lot of people, as you say, they're just kind of very much clinging to what they know, and what they know in the past has felt good to them, because they're afraid they're going to end up with a bag of granola.
Right. So
you know,
you help them change their perception of what wellness
that's
is.
Right. And that's right.
Because to me, the payback is 1,000 times greater than the put out.
That's right. And yet people don't, they still don't really get that. And that's not the message that's going out in the popular media about natural health. It's still a takeaway. And that's completely the opposite of what it really is.
Yeah.
You know,
wow.
It's opening the door to real life. And that's to guide you. I mean, that's the other thing is that once you start to get really connected inside and get some experience, there does have to be some input of information, and I help people with that. But, you know, once that spark starts to catch, you know, a lot of times that, you know, light gets turned on in people, and all of a sudden they're like, oh, you know, I read this book, and let's talk about this, and it can start to catch pretty quick. There is a guiding quality to it, because we did go and get our education, and we do have some experience, and we have seen a little further down the road. But there is that place of basic respect for where they're feeling pulled and how they're feeling to manifest the wellness drive within.
Right. Marguerite, what is your website? Please give us some insight on that. Your website is...
Well, my wellness website is compassionatewellness.com. And at that website, you can basically find out more about me and the different things that I offer and my contact information. I also have another website. I have a huge Pilates website where you can find out everything you ever wanted to know about Pilates, including lots of free exercise instructions, and that is pilates.about.com. So compassionatewellness.com and pilates.about.com.
Excellent. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we've exceeded our time here, and we barely even got into what we could have got into. You know, there's so much more. We'll have to save that for another discussion. But I think what we did was we got down and dirty, so to speak, into some of the nitty-gritty functional elements of how this stuff works. And this is going to be very useful to our students because they need the real practical insight from people that, like yourself, that are actually doing it and living it and teaching it. And you're the kind of role model that people can use because you are real and genuine. And our connection was touched off by the beauty that you have inside, by your gentle spirit and your love for life. So I just really want to acknowledge what you're doing and the contribution that you're making. And just to let you know that it's wonderful to have you in our lives from Tracy as well.
Oh, Corey, thank you so much. That was just a beautiful thing to say, and I appreciate it so much, and I appreciate your work and your being ever so much as well. Thank you.
Marguerite is a wellness coach, Pilates and movement instructor, nutrition educator, and writer. She is also the guide to Pilates at about.com, the largest Pilates information website online. Her website is compassionatewellness.com or get to pilates.about.com for more information about Marguerite. Marguerite, thanks very much for the time that you've donated and given. We really appreciate it.
Of course. I'm perfectly happy to do it. It's great to talk with you.
We hope you've enjoyed the topics discussed and our special guest interview on this edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU is produced monthly and is distributed internationally by the Corey Hawley Institute. To learn how you can subscribe to this unique and motivational audio program, please visit CoreyHawley.com or call us toll-free in the U.S. and Canada at 1-866-433-1595. That's 1-866-433-1595. This is Scott Barrett, wishing you the very best of health and fitness for life. We'll be right back.
representing lifestyle. New way of life. Listen. It's SNU, sing along, it's true. Yo, coming through straight. Malik with sports nutrition update. Prolong your life, live long, stay strong, for it won't be long till your time is gone. So I sing this song to pass on wisdom. Hit us up at CoreyHolly.com. Love your life, live right, things will be alright. Knowledge is key, just follow our lead. You'll see a change in heart and health, which leads to wealth and higher self-esteem. Follow your dreams and see. Follow your dreams and see.